Well, as we've been hearing, hundreds of people have opted to flee the Blue Mountains as high winds fan the bushfires that have been burning now for a week. Even veteran firefighters were anxious as they set out to confront the fires this morning, as Brendan Trembarth reports from just outside Blackheath.
This is the road to Govert's Leap, one of the most popular tourist spots in the Blue Mountains. But it's deserted today, except for fire crews. The park is closed because of the current bushfire emergency. It's very, very windy. The towering eucalyptus trees are being whipped about. The high winds are a major concern for the hundreds of firefighters deployed in the Blue Mountains and around the city of Lithgow. Jim Pitcher from O'Connell Brigade is anxious.
It's a bit hard to know yet. We're not sure exactly what we're going to hit, and that's the big concern. Not knowing is a worry.
His concern is shared by Patrick Sinclair from Sunny Corner Brigade.
Oh, well, I think we're all a bit nervous, but we're ready to go and keen to get out there and make a difference.
Here on the road to Govert's Leap, the only traffic is fire trucks. There are more signs of life up the road in Blackheath at the Altitude Deli, where Jamie Simon has been making dozens of coffees.
Well, I think we've all just kind of been focused on helping more than anything else, so, yeah.
Among those who's chosen to stay is Blackheath resident Rob Emanuel.
We've got bins of water in the front and backyards, along with towels to be saturated, to be thrown into any spot fires that occur on the ground. We've got all our hoses out. The car is packed. It's amazing what you can leave behind, and we're prepared.
What's packed in the car?
Would you believe my shortwave radios, my wife's laptop and a few clothes?
Now, the shortwave radios, is that an interest or because you expect that cell phone networks might be down, mobile phone networks?
No, it's purely an interest. It has been from all my life.
When you look around this area, there are many firefighters starting to move in. Are you impressed by the level of support?
The level of support is impressive. There's a lot of appliances that are on standby that haven't been moved down to the fire fronts yet. If the fire comes up the Gross Valley, it will turn right at Junction Rock, head straight up Govert's Leap, and will attack the town from the eastern side. That's happened the last time we had a fire down in the Gross Valley.
Why do you live in the Blue Mountains?
Because Blackheath is a great place to live. Wonderful community, you get four seasons a year, and it's just a fun place to be.
Yet every couple of years, every decade or so, there's a major bushfire emergency.
Yes, that's right. We put up with it.
Fellow Blackheath resident Mike Chirgwin has also decided to stay.
There's no imminent threat. We believe the backburning's worked. The wind for the foreseeable part of today is coming from the right direction. And we're confident that we can. We have a survival plan in process, and we know where to go.
At what point would you consider leaving?
If there was a direct request by the RFS that we leave town, we would adhere to that. Other than that, I don't think we would. We'd go to the Blackheath Oval. That's as far as we'd go. We wouldn't try going down the highway. If anything, if really bad, we'd go down the Megalong Valley.
Why do you live in the Blue Mountains?
It's a lifestyle decision, decision we made many years ago. And it's a risky decision. Anyone living in the mountains is taking a risk. But we think we've covered it. We're insured. And we've made the decision not to risk anyone's lives trying to save our property. We'll just walk away from it. And we live here because we love the place.
That's Blackheath resident Mike Chirgwin with Brendan Trembarth.